Talk Live. We kick off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. The toll-free numbers, or the number, is 800-259-9231.
There's 11 of them.
The all in a row.
1-800-259-9231. That gets you in touch with us. All right. So, coming up, we got a lot to talk about. Torgo, you've got a story about sex offenders.
I do.
And how they're being targeted and killed.
Yes.
We'll explore that. Also, Manwich, looks like Forbes has come out. Steve Forbes. You know, the guy that writes the magazine, or probably edits the magazine.
Yeah. That'd be great if he wrote the whole thing every month, just Steve Forbes ranting about money.
He's come out with a
90 pages
asinine claim about gas prices. And we'll
I don't know. He's more of a financial expert than I am.
Well, we'll get to that. But first, 2 years in jail for a joint. This from Alternet. The war on drugs reached the pinnacle of cruelty when 18-year-old Mitchell Lawrence was sentenced to 2 years in jail for selling a teaspoonful of marijuana to an undercover police officer for $20.
That is not the pinnacle of cruelty. I'm sorry. That wording was entirely too strong. That would be if you sold a joint to a cop and the cop shot your child. That, okay. I believe, would be the pinnacle of cruelty.
You're right.
Hunted around for all of your...
And there are better examples. I mean, for instance, Steve Cubby being locked in jail for medical marijuana, losing 30 pounds while he was in there and... Over a 40-day period.
I must understand what the reporters have it like, though, because, you know, you have to be sort of creative in your writing style, and pretty soon, you know, if you're doing the restaurant review, well, there's only so many ways you can say yum.
It was exquisite.
Oh, I know. There's a...
Tantalizing.
I don't know if it's still on, but...
Mouth-watering.
I don't know if it's still on here locally, but there used to be...
Delectable.
There used to be a Saturday morning restaurant review show on one of the local radio stations here, and I'd listen to it, and the way she would have to try and find new words to describe...
Wait, is this the station I used to work at?
Yes, the station okay. You used to work at. I was running board there one weekend, and I ran it for her show, and it was just... Sandy Deeds. I sat there for 2 hours, and I was just like, oh my God, make it stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there
the worst part about that show was the fact that the restaurants never brought food. They would have. I was running the board for most of those.
Right.
And she would come in and she'd have these really expensive restaurateurs. I mean, these restaurants, the restaurateurs from them come in and just talk about their business for an hour. It was a terrible, terrible show. usually, when it comes to when you're lavishing free airtime on a restaurant,
at the very least,
you can expect them to come and bring you a bunch of food so you can actually eat it in the studio, and you know, that way,
this is
good. We're eating this food, and you're not. You should come down here to so and so's restaurant on Main Street.
No, right.
That's usually how it works.
Ian and I used to have this, and one of the other guys at the station used to have this crap entertainment show. Where we would just read the local free entertainment newspaper,
yeah. And
we got free food. I don't know how...
Right. You remember when I used to set things up for you guys on air at Darren Pete's show? I would make sure those restaurants brought food.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about a restaurant unless they're bringing me food. But no, that never happened. Why were we talking about that? I don't even remember.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
the way to say delicious.
Yeah, different wording that reporters can use.
Luscious.
Succulent.
No, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Sabroso.
All right, so 2 years in jail for...
So, yeah, pinnacle of cruelty. Go ahead.
And there have been guys that have spent 50, and I mean, they're serving 50-year sentences for marijuana crimes, so this certainly isn't the pinnacle, but nonetheless. So this young man, let's see, Detective Felix Aguirre, employed by the Drug Task Force, who was assigned duty of going undercover to buy drugs from kids who hung out in a parking lot in Massachusetts. Merchants had complained to the police about the kids, and Mitchell Lawrence was there with his pipe and a few buds of marijuana. He had no idea the parking lot was less than 1,000 feet from a preschool located in a basement of a church, nor did he know that this parking lot was the site of a police sting operation.
Mm.
Now, in case you're not aware... When you are less than 1,000 feet from any school, or I think churches are included, I think
they include everything. Of course they are. We have a Republican president.
They have everything that they possibly could include it. And churches are included.
Right.
Public libraries.
They've made it so,
playgrounds. I mean, everything.
They've made it so
airplane hangars, fire departments. I mean, anything. There's a lot of towns in America where you can't go 1,000 feet or whatever from one of these things.
Right, because if selling marijuana was bad in the first place, it's worse because you stepped within 1,000-foot radius of a school for some reason.
Nuts.
Anyway, Aguirre approached Mitchell and asked him if he had any weed. Mitchell pulled out a small bag of marijuana. The cop offered him $20. Mitchell hesitated, and the cop insisted. Mitchell, who had seen the cop hanging out with other kids, motioned him to follow him up the street, where he intended to smoke the marijuana with him. Aguirre, the cop, then waved the $20 in his face. Mitchell, who was broke at the time, took the money, the first time he had ever accepted money in exchange for marijuana. I don't believe that, by the way. I find that hard to believe. But
I believe it.
It could be true.
First time ever.
In the months that followed, Aguirre approached Mitchell again for marijuana.
That's the first time that's ever happened again.
Right?
This time, however...
Like the girls at the bar. This time, never do that.
So the cop approached him again in the following months, and Mitchell then refused the sale. Weeks later, a crew of undercover cops stormed Mitchell's home and placed him under arrest. He was found guilty of distribution of marijuana, committing a drug violation within a drug-free school zone, and possession. On March 22nd, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison. While this outrageous case happened in a sleepy burg in Massachusetts, the case of Mitchell Lawrence is one of countless tales of drug war madness that takes place on America's streets daily. And according to the author, his story was eerily familiar to me. In 1985, I was the subject of a police sting operation after passing an envelope containing 4 ounces of cocaine to undercover officers in Mount Vernon, New York. I was set up by someone who offered me $500 to transport the package. The individual who introduced me to the cop was an informant facing life in prison. He was offered a deal. The more people he helped ensnare, the less time he would serve. I received a sentence of 15 years to life.
Whoa.
Under New York's draconian Rockefeller drug laws. 15 years for passing an envelope full of cocaine. He might not have even known what was in the envelope. That's how a lot of deliveries go. You find somebody who's looking for money, and you say, here, take this bag over to my friend on the corner.
Here's a tip in life. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, well,
if someone says, here's $500, go give that guy this envelope. Just walk away.
Would you please take this suitcase under the airplane for me?
No, Abdul, I'm not carrying your bag.
But it's very important to get to my mother.
Mitchell Lawrence's disproportionate
sentence... Would you light it before you put it in?
...was handed down one day before the release of a national report by the Justice Policy Institute called Disparity by Design, How Drug-Free Zone Laws Impact Racial Disparity and Fail to Protect Youth. The study commissioned by the Drug Policy Alliance found that drug-free zone laws do not serve their intended purpose of protecting youth from drug activity. Duh. How many kids has it stopped from selling pot on campus?
I can't imagine any.
The Massachusetts data on drug enforcement in three cities found that less than 1% of the drug-free zone cases actually involved sales to youth. So all the guys that are arrested for selling marijuana in the drug-free zones, selling to other adults.
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it.
Of course. They just want to throw you in jail for longer, and they want to have an excuse.
Sure. That's a good way to do it.
And interestingly, blacks and Hispanics account for just 20% of Massachusetts residents, but 80% of drug-free zone cases. There's no profiling going on, is there?
You know, the
we're not targeting blacks.
One of the reasons is they have a tendency to put, you know, a school right smack dab in the middle of the black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So we don't have to send so many white kids to it.
Right.
And that's how they do it.
School zone laws have remained unchanged in Massachusetts because the legislature has been promised that prosecutors will use discretion, according to the Drug Policy Forum. Unfortunately, the life of a young man has been sacrificed, proving that discretion is not being used and that the law must be changed. By the way, Mitchell Lawrence wasn't the only person arrested in an undercover drug operation during the summer of 2004. There were a total of 18 others, including 5 young people, who are still awaiting trial for alleged sales that took place in the very same parking lot that he was arrested for. It continues.
Yeah.
These people, I mean, what is it, 60% of federal prison population is in there for drug crimes?
16%?
Something like that?
60. 60%?
I believe it's around 60%.
I think it's 85. I've heard 85% have something to, you know, either they were doing it to get drugs or whatever.
We're paying through the nose for this. 800-259-9231, how do you feel about it? Are you for this kind of enforcement? We'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You can literally add anything to it that you want. You can edit the wiki just like everybody else can. It's totally listener editable. In fact, all of the content that you'll find there has been created by the listeners. It's free, of course. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Wiki? Okay. Sorry. And Free Talk Live is brought to you. I threw myself off. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to their website at freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
What's up? We had a fellow call in about the tax fighters over in Merrimack.
Yeah.
And he asked a question about whether they were free staters. And I don't have all the details in front of me, but I know a little bit from reading the paper.
Mm-hmm.
These are not free staters. There's two women who founded a tax-fighting organization over in Merrimack just because you know, the budget's grown and the taxes have gone up. And
always.
They said enough is enough. And one of the women actually traces her family heritage back to one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. So
was it Gunning Bedford?
Excuse me?
Was it Gunning Bedford?
The name doesn't strike me.
You know, it's funny. Most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, you don't really hear much about them after that.
No, you don't. But I guess my point was, this goes to prove that it's not us, just us immigrants here to the state who care about these issues.
That's good, yeah. Well, I mean, there's certainly a culture of liberty there in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's being diluted by this influx of socialists that you guys are getting moving in from Massachusetts.
I'm from Massachusetts, my friend, so don't blame all that.
No, I didn't suggest it. I didn't suggest that all.
It's not the people from Massachusetts. It's the socialists.
It's the socialists. Right?
We need a campaign on that. Can I comment on your ninja story also?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm not 100% pure. I'm not a socialist from Massachusetts, but I'm not 100% pure libertarian either, although listening to the show might help with that. But, yeah, so I leaned a little bit. You know, I understand Manwich's position on this. But when it follows the story from last week with the ATF agent who shot himself in the foot.
That was DEA. That was DEA.
Okay, well, let's bunch them together.
Yeah,
maybe both of these organizations. What I was thinking when I heard that is maybe these people ought to be banned from school campuses. And maybe we ought to keep them 100 feet away because we don't know who they're going to shoot accidentally next.
I agree with that. In fact, let's just ban them from New Hampshire. That's what I'd like to see done. Just ban all federal agents from New Hampshire.
Well, we can start with 1,000 feet from the school, and that ought to take care of a lot like they do all around the country, wouldn't it?
Well, it probably would. But, John, I got to ask you something. This is kind of unrelated, but you said just a minute ago that you agree with Manwich's position on something.
Well, I certainly understand it.
You understand it. I've just got to ask you, because just hearing that come from you, I've always meant to ask a listener this. Does it feel odd calling a professional man in his mid-30s Manwich?
Because you know, he was a professional.
It was one of the first concerns I had when I heard the show. Yeah, I don't know what that is. And, you know, one name persons are always, you know, I don't know what that is anyway.
Disturbing.
But you know, I'm not gonna pick on it. If, you know, if the guy agrees with me 90% of the time, then, you know,
he's
on the right side most of the time.
Yeah. I'm bold and spicy.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing
from you. Thank you. Bye.
800-259-9231. That is toll free.
I've always wanted to ask that. Like, I can't feel ridiculous calling him Manwich because my nickname is Torgo.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I'm using on the air. And so I can't, you know, be like, ha ha, Manwich, but I can ask other people how they feel about it.
You seem to think it was so funny that I asked him about, you know, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. What did you think was so odd there?
I've never heard that name before in my life.
Gunning Bedford?
Yes. Okay. I think he might have just made it up.
No, he's the representative from Delaware. Okay. One of the representatives from Delaware to the Continental Congress.
Well, how many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
I would just have to take a poke at it. I would assume something like 26 because there were about two people from every colony, I believe.
Isn't it John Hancock, the only one that anybody ever remembers?
John Hancock's right at the top.
Right. But big. It's a big signature.
Well, he sponsored it, and some of them signed later, you know, much later. But I think
so
John Hancock
signed
in the beginning.
I think
he was in charge of the Continental Congress, too.
Got it.
I don't know. It just seemed to me like you were trying to prove something, like with some sort of a little jab by naming someone that no one's ever heard of. Like, look, I know who else signed the Declaration of Independence.
That's totally the way my brain works.
And that's why I laughed, because it was very Manwich, like, ha-ha!
Juvenile and mean.
Gunning Bedford. Right. I bet you think that's a town.
The fact that we're talking about it now also, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. More attention for Manwich.
I believe Bedford is indeed a town in New Hampshire. As a matter of fact. Anyway, 800-259-9231, we continue here. By the way, coming up, we're going to explore why Steve Forbes thinks that fighting a war in Iran would be a good thing. But let's first talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Just wanted to mention something. Today on my lunch and in this morning before I went to work, I drove around to the post offices to see if there was any tax protesters or anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You live in California, David.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Florida, and there's never any tax protesters unless it's me. So, I mean, if you wanted to see tax protesters, you should have done it yourself, but all you did was drive around.
Well, the other thing I did is I put a
How many libertarians, I'm sorry, David, how many libertarians in California were driving around looking for tax protesters today?
I have no idea.
I wonder if there's anybody out there doing it, man, because I'm not.
Well, I also put like a sign on my car that says "Honk if you hate taxes" and
that's a couple
other things on there.
Did you get any honks?
And, no.
People just threw tomatoes at your car, didn't they?
Yeah, no honks. Not even
you don't
one.
Like poor people.
So I'm at home. Hopefully, you know, I'll get a couple honks. I don't think I will, though.
Oh, well. Any other depressing news for us?
No. Sorry, guys. Oh,
well,
wait, yeah.
Huh?
Actually, I called the station in Sacramento,
uh-huh,
who was airing FTL on Saturdays, and
right,
they took it off.
Well, we're working on that. We're trying to figure out what's going on. There's some sort of miscommunication going on there. We're still on their website, so as far as I'm concerned, and they're under contract, so we got some negotiations to do. Thanks
we'll
for the
see.
Call, Dave.
We'll
we
see.
Appreciate
All right, guys.
All Thanks. Right, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. All right, Manwich, let's talk about Forbes and Iran and this asinine claim that he's making.
Well, it's a shame to segue from such a great American as Gunning Bedford into Steve Forbes, but... anyway, it's just, he has a little show on Fox, and that's where they give, well, all the Republicans their shows, and it's called Forbes on Fox, or Foxes on Forbes, or
whatever,
something like that. And on it today, he made the claim that the way to lower gas prices, or it wasn't today, excuse me, I don't know when it was, I have
whatever,
watched the little the blur.
Sometime recently.
But it was recently. Is the way to lower gas prices is to have a confrontation with Iran. Forbes warned that Fox viewers that the longer we let it fester, the higher the price of oil will stay. Higher it will stay. Well, it's interesting, and about $15 a barrel on the price of oil today is worry about Iran, that crisis. That's what Forbes says. I don't know what that means exactly. So the host says, so... without Iran, the price of oil would be $15 less per barrel, is what you're saying? Yes, yes it would. There is real uncertainty. Huge producer. But the bottom line is, with Iran, when we have the confrontation, which we will have, we can really deal with that crisis. Then the price of oil will come down.
He sounds pretty darn confident that we're going to have this confrontation, but let's explain why Steve Forbes is an idiot. Coming up, 800-259-9231, and we'll look at the big picture. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Torgo.
Ha!
You fooled him.
That's right.
You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. You want to know what's going on with the show? You want to be the first to know? Be on the updates list. It's totally free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Man, would you just... you were just reading a story from Fox. Is it Fox News? Is that where it came from?
Yeah. Well, it's not. The story's not from Fox News, but that's where this occurred.
Okay, and essentially the story is what?
The story is that Steve Forbes said that if they got into a conflict, having a confrontation, not winning, which of course we're not going to, we don't win wars. We just move in and fight for years.
People
and
die.
Until we finally withdraw, and we've spent millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Try billions.
Billions of dollars.
Right.
That's what we do now. We don't win wars. So anyway, Steve Forbes said the way to lower gas prices is to have a confrontation with Iran, and apparently they're boosting the per barrel price up $15.
He's claiming that the fact that we are not having a confrontation is boosting the barrel price by $15,
yes.
And that if we were to have a confrontation, that price would go down.
Right.
Now, what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is $15 per barrel is something like a 20%. It's a 20% increase over what a barrel is now. I'm just assuming that a barrel is $80. I can't really remember off the top of my head.
It's a record. It's like at record levels.
Yeah, it is. So I don't think that that's going to really change it. But
well, now look, even if he's correct, even if he's right and that a war in Iran is going to reduce gas prices, he's an idiot.
Okay.
For not looking at the big picture. And the big picture is the total costs. Look, I don't care if gas prices drop in half because of a conflict in Iran. What about the billions of dollars that we're spending to actually have this war? He's looking at this as though it's occurring in a vacuum and that nothing else is going on, that no other money is being expended. And in this case, billions, what is it, $5 billion a day that it costs to be in Iraq? I don't remember what the numbers are. It's a lot of money.
It's an incredible sum.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change the fact of what it's going to cost in the future. We're all these soldiers around depleted uranium. It's going to go on and on and on.
Even if the DU thing is overblown, I mean, just the amount of money we're spending now will not even things out. The amount of billions of dollars we're spending is not going to balance out the amount of lowering of the price we're going to get out of a gallon.
Absolutely.
Of gas.
I'd much rather pay for a few. I'd rather pay double for a gallon of gas than I would to invade Iran.
I just think he's either a total idiot. Or, I don't know the other explanation, or he's just making excuses for the president. He's just trying to, bolster the president's ideas of going to war. I mean, in the article, he says that he believes it's going to happen.
Oh,
he
yeah.
says it will happen.
It says right here that the bottom, it's, yes,
How
it would, it's
not?
A real uncertainty. Let's see.
How could you ignore that? I mean, as somebody who looks at financial things on
Which
a...
Which we will have, he says.
How could somebody who looks at finances for a living... Ignore that. How could he just ignore taxes? How could he just ignore the fact that, oh, not just taxes. Sure, tax dollars are used for the war, but also how about printing money? How about the fact that our wars are financed by the printing press? The fact that the federal government, through the Federal Reserve System, just literally prints out sheets and sheets of bills and spends them with the defense agencies and spends them to buy weapons, thereby inflating the economy. So thereby making it so all of our money is worth less and being able to afford this war without even having to tax people.
You know, I don't know if people understand that that concept, but I'll tell you the scariest thing that happened to me was when we found out that they're stopping reporting the M3.
What is M3?
M3 is essentially an explanation of inflation and the way it affects the market. M3 is a really blown out number of as far as inflation goes. There's the M1, the M2, the M3, and it explains its reactions to the interest rates that the Fed gives, that kind of thing.
Yeah, M3 is a representation, essentially, of the one of the things I think M3 is a representation of the amount of money that the Fed is flowing into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so they've essentially, if you can't view the M3 number, you can't accurately assess inflation. So therefore, since there's no M3 number, all the people that have been assessing inflation are going to be in the dark. We're not going to know what the inflation is.
Well, they've been
like.
Lying about inflation for a long time anyway. What they say...
Now they can lie better.
Now they just make up numbers. What they've done to lie with the inflationary numbers up to this point is they say, well, inflation's only gone up 2% this year. But what did they fail to do? They've taken out food, milk... You know, cans of food in the store, mm-hmm. All these food products that everyone has to have to live, they've taken that out. I guess because it's superfluous information. They've taken out housing because you don't need some place to live. That's not important for the inflationary number. They took out housing, Ian.
Wow.
Okay. They also don't have energy because there's some people who don't use energy, and that would skew the numbers, right? No.
Wow. So what country are they using this from?
Well, they're using it from this one, but essentially what's in the inflationary numbers that we've always known all our lives, at least the recent inflation numbers, they've changed these things along the way.
Candy bars and porn is about all that's left.
Things you can buy at Walmart. You know, those kind of things. Things that go down over time. Because Walmart, you know, the personal computers have gone down in value over time. The value of a dollar has become less valuable, but computers were $3,000 in 1990.
Well, now, it might be fair for them to pull milk from the inflation numbers, and here's why. According to a report at IOERA.us, Hayne Hedega had a really bad day yesterday. He's having a really bad day today, and if you live in Arizona and California and drink milk, you're about to have a really bad day, too. On Tuesday, President Bush quietly signed into law the so-called Milk Regulatory Equity Act of 2005.
Dear God, what is that?
A carefully crafted piece of legislation which was aimed squarely at preventing Hedinger's dairy farm from offering milk at lower prices than Dean Foods and other large milk distributors, such as the Dairy Farmers of America. According to Hedinger, I'm a pebble in the shoe of the DFA and Dean Foods. The only reason I'm a success is because they're a milk monopoly and they've raised the price too high. The consumer's getting ripped off. So the days of buying 2 gallons of Hedinger's Sarah Farms milk for $3.99, 2 gallons for $3.99.
That's nice.
Those days are over now. As a result of this bill, which was passed in both the House and the Senate with almost no debate, it amends the Agricultural Adjustment Act and will require Mr. Hedinger to participate in federal milk marketing order requirements.
God.
The federal milk marketing program requires most milk producers and handlers to set minimum prices on their products and to pool their revenues. It also tries to balance the supply and demand of milk and milk products, which can balance very widely from day to day. Milk is one of the heaviest regulated industries in America.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's actually true, the milk marketing program is, if the program is even needed, is debatable, as Hedinger's success shows. The new law would, in effect, require him to pay his competitors to stay in business.
Pretty much.
Have to pool their revenue?
It's crazy. Hedinger has also sued the Department of Agriculture
to raise his prices, one of the two.
Over a rule passed last month which would impose similar requirements on his farms. So how did the dairy industry do it? Well, they got the best politician money can buy. In the very short debate before the bill passed the House, Representative Devin Nunes from California argued in support of it. And if you think he's a Republican or even a conservative or even understands the free market, you should hear what he had to say about the situation. Quote, their ability to operate under preferential treatment in a highly regulated industry while taking government subsidies is not free market capitalism. It gets better. There's another quote from him. We'll share it with you coming up. The milk industry,
say the least.
The milk industry continuing to be regulated. Somebody tries to do something revolutionary and cut their prices, and there's a law passed specifically against them. More coming back. This is your show. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. Enjoy them both for free. FreeTalkLive.com. So, reporting from IOError.us, there's a new milk law going into effect, and the reason why it was passed was because of the unregulated competitors. There's a guy who was selling milk for $3.99 for 2 gallons, and the milk distributors had had enough of it. They want him to be regulated. They want him to be controlled. So there was a federal law passed that George Bush just recently signed, and we're going to read you a quote from the man who was behind the law, Representative Nunez from California. Here's what he had to say about the situation. Quote, their ability to operate under preferential treatment in a highly regulated industry while taking government subsidies is not free market capitalism.
Not even close.
The hard-working dairy farmers in Arizona have witnessed a steady decline in their pool since under-regulated handlers began to flourish. They deserve to be treated fairly by their government and should never be placed in a situation where government regulations unintentionally disadvantage them in the marketplace. Regulated processors in Arizona, milk processors,
right,
are no less efficient or innovative than their unregulated competitors. They are simply unable to compete with businesses that don't have to play by the rules. This situation is wrong and must be resolved by Congress.
They're no less innovative than their competitors. They just can't compete with businesses that are allowed to be innovative.
So the way to resolve the situation and restore fairness to the system is to end the milk regulations
entirely. Take them all off.
You're right.
If you want fairness, allow the marketplace to decide, because that's what that's going to do, is that's going to give us better milk at a better price.
But then we won't be able to pool our resources.
You can pool all the resources you want.
We won't have our price limits then.
What price limit?
Our minimum price.
Oh, your minimum price.
Right.
Well, what that minimum price is really stealing from the American people. Well, shoving money in your back pocket by forcing people to buy milk for their kids at inflated prices.
That's right. We are all paying
communism.
Too much. We're all paying too much for milk. And it's because of the milk industry lobbying for these regulations. And when one guy decides he wants to, I don't know how this guy avoided the regulations in the first place. The article doesn't go into that. I don't know if he's hand milking the cows or whatever it is he's doing.
Whatever trick.
Somehow he managed to get his milk to market, and so all the other milk companies say, oh no, he's stealing our business. We own you. We own your business. You can't steal business from us. Now you have to be regulated too. That's what's going on here. Io Error is correct in pointing out that we need to eliminate all milk regulations, which in this day and age do little but to protect the largest dairy farm operations and keep prices artificially high. Again, back to Mr. Nunez. Let me be clear. Unregulated handlers are not promoting market competition. They're driving out competition. They owe their success to the dairy programs and to the advantage they've found in loopholes. Close these loopholes and restore free market principles and fair regulation to the dairy industry. Sir, principles do not include regulation. The free market does not include government regulation. The only sort of regulation that's included in the free market is third-party voluntary certification.
I have to agree.
And the regulation of the consumers. Those are the regulators. You and I, we're the regulators. When we go to the store and we plunk down money for a product, we are endorsing that product for a short period of time, saying, I want to buy that product. When we come back, we're giving it our endorsement again. And when we decide that we don't want to buy a product for whatever reason, maybe they mistreat their cows, and we decide, you know what, I don't want to buy products from T.G. Lee anymore. You guys mistreat your cows. I'm not saying that's true. It's just an example, hypothetical, but then T.G. Lee will get that message because their sales will drop.
Absolutely.
And people will be calling them
They'll figure that out quick.
Right. People will be calling them saying, you know what, I like your opaque containers, but I don't like how you treat your cows, so I'm not going to buy your milk anymore. Then they're going to say, you know what, if we want to stay in business, we might have to make a change here because we can't stand these lower profits. Regulation will happen naturally as a part of the marketplace. You don't need a bunch of government elected officials to pass laws. Your milk will be safe without the government. Why will it be safe? Because you don't want to kill your customers. Okay?
That's why. Well, the thing is the fact that people are saying to themselves right now, oh my God, if the government didn't inspect all the milk, then people could die, means that people want regulation. They really do. They want some kind of, not regulation,
they want
so much
safety.
They want some kind of product testing.
But they don't understand that regulation doesn't necessarily mean anything. So
they don't understand that the government couldn't publish a magazine like Consumer Reports.
They wouldn't
be successful at it.
They might publish one every 3 years, and it'd be 3 pages.
The market will, in and of itself, guarantee safety. There's not going to be a dairy farm, for example, that gets by on, well, we're cheaper because we sell diseased milk.
Cow milk.
It's funny how the Democrats just love, they quote that book by the Jungle. What was the guy who wrote
that? This
guy
was a Republican, by the way, Mr. Nunez.
Nunez was?
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
They're
all socialists.
I'm just pointing out.
Well, but
right.
He's a Republican from California. That doesn't count.
I was making the point that Democrats always worry about the Jungle Book. Every time I talk to one of them about doing
the Jungle Book?
Like Kipling?
Mowgli? The book is called The Jungle, and I can't remember who it's by.
I see, okay.
And like I said that a second ago.
I understand that, but I don't like to give you any credit.
I know.
I've heard they're also concerned with Rikki Tikki Tavi as well. 800-259-9255.
My friend Flicka.
Anyway, I wanted to make the point here that The Jungle is essentially, it's the same comparison as Oz is to prison. You know, it's like all that violent stuff happens every day in prison. No. And, you know, there might have been a few incidences.
Right. But if you really showed what a person was like, you'd have a pretty boring TV show.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. More coming back. You take control of the airwaves. It
Upton
is
Sinclair.
Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we ask that you vote for the show. We are currently ranked at number 2. We've been cycling between number 1 and number 2 and number 3 this month, holding mostly at number 2 recently. But we'd like to be number 1, the number 1 podcast in the world, and you can help us with that by going to vote.freetalklive.com. Now look, we give you everything on our website for free. The archives, the wiki, the bulletin board system, and more. It's all on the house. And if you appreciate that, then we would like your vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing. We only ask that you do it once per month. We also ask that you maybe send a notice out to some of your friends or family members and let them know about Free Talk Live and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com, because we will need at least 1,000 votes this month to be number one at the end of the month. I'd like to get 1,500, and therefore, to encourage 1,500 votes, I have offered up a bounty. If we get to 1,500 votes, I will post
naked pictures of Manwich.
No, unfortunately, not this month.
Who the heck has those?
You'd like to know, I bet. I will offer my very first air check from when I was 17, doing rock radio in the overnight shift here on the sun coast of Florida. I've got that air check, and I will post it if we get 1,500 votes at vote.freetalklive.com.
And if we get to 2,000 votes, not only will you get Ian's first air check, You will also get a whole list of messages that Ian posted to email lists when he was 12.
Oh, no. Those are so funny.
That's not... That, we got to hold that, man. We got to hold that for another month.
Okay.
All right. But that is a good one. Don't forget about that.
I won't.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to...
And me, singing Material Girl.
That's another month. Okay. Let's go to Brett. And that won't be on the air, by the way. That will be special for the internet listeners. Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Brett. What's up?
Not too much. I was reading through the news today, and I saw that Russia just passed this law that's pretty disgusting. They passed this law that went into effect today that regulates charities in the country. Basically, what this law does is it makes these charities, or what it, the article calls them non-government organizations, but basically it's talking about charities and things like that, makes them re-register with the state. And basically that means that if the government wants to, they can refuse the registration, refuse to give them the license.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then they can't be charities anymore?
Right.
Exactly. And basically Vladimir Putin is claiming that it's needed to help stop terrorists and money launderers and things like that. But
yeah.
I just thought it was pretty... I thought that was crazy.
So essentially now the Russian government gets to decide who can be a charity and who's not,
right?
Exactly. Yep.
That's pretty disturbing. I mean, because then they could.
That's what our government does too.
Really?
That what 501c3?
You can't be a charity without a 501c3.
You could be a corporation without being, but you can't.
You can't just take people's. You can't just take money from people.
You
and
can take money.
Give it to poor people.
You can't be a tax exempt.
Yeah, you can't
non-profit organization.
Well, now, what if I just wanted to start taking money from people and giving it to poor, destitute people, why would I have to tell anybody that I'm doing that?
Well, in order to...
You wouldn't be able to claim it as an exemption.
A deduction. You wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to deduct it from my own income if I gave you the money, unless you were a 501c3.
Got it. So I could still do it, it's just that maybe less people would give because they wouldn't
Correct.
Have that extra
They wouldn't give
to
as much.
Got it. All right, Brett, thanks for the clue, man. 800-259-9231. Coming up... Sexual offenders are being killed. And we'll talk about what's happening as a result of that. 800-259-9231 and the whole sex offender claim anyway. It's pretty broad-based. Hour 3's on the way. Take control of the airwaves.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you're